the nature of the simcha, the mitzvah of simcha on Shmini Atzeres? After all, the sukkah already is called Zman Simcha Seinu. So what's the unique simcha of Shmini Atzeres? And it seems that the simcha reaches a crescendo on Shmini Atzeres, that the simcha of Sukkot is somewhat limited, and the simcha of Shmini Atzeres supersedes that of Sukkot. Yet, paradoxically, Sukkot is so full of mitzvahs. We have the Dalad Minim, and we have the Sukkah, and Nisuch HaMayim, and Simchas Beis HaShoeva. What are we left with on Shmini Atzeres? None of the mitzvahs are there. Why is the simcha so unique? And the second question we want to raise is the integration of Simchas HaTorah with Shmini Atzeres, whether it's in Chutz Arts and Yotav Sheni, but certainly here in Eretz Yisrael, one day, which is Shmini Atzeres. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. There's no mention in the Torah of Simchas HaTorah. We make a simcha because of Gomer Shel Torah. We could have finished the Torah at a different time. The Levush, for example, in Simon Tov Reish Samach Tes, is perplexed as to why we don't finish the Torah on Rosh Hashanah, so that we could begin the first parsha of the Torah Breishis on Rosh Hashanah itself, beginning of the year, the beginning of the cycle of Kriyas HaTorah. And his answer is a bit paradoxical. He says that on the one hand, yes, we should be beginning the Torah on Rosh Hashanah, but we want to confuse the Satan. We don't want him to know when is Rosh Hashanah. If every year we began the Torah on Rosh Hashanah, he, the Satan, would know exactly when Rosh Hashanah is. And other mefarshim ask a different question. We have a principle in Halach of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You know, we don't have a marriage on a day of Yontif, because there's a Simchas Nesuah and a Simchas Yontif. We don't want to pile one on top of the other. Here, the Gomer Shel Torah, the Simchas HaTorah, is piled on top of Shmini Atzeres with Samachta B'Chagecha. You'll take a look, for example, in Rav Sternberg's Sefer Moedim Uzmanim. He raises this question: what is the nature of the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres? So we begin with the Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Pinchas, who connects Shmini Atzeres back to Yitzias Mitzrayim. All the Moedim are connected ultimately to Yitzias Mitzrayim. And he writes the following. He says, Kevon Sheyotsu Yimei Achag, once the days of Sukkot have passed, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, Achshav Ani VaAtem Nismach Yachad. Now's the time for a special simcha between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. And we'll go through some other parts of the Yalkut in a moment, but just the punchline here is Kevan Sheshamu Yisrael Kach. When Klal Yisrael heard that they were being invited to a special simcha with the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hischilu Mekalsin LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ve'omrim, Ze Hayom Asa Hashem Nagila V'Nisvacha Bach. That this day is a unique day, and we will be besimcha on this day because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has invited us to this special mishta, this special simcha, Ani Va'atem Nismach Yachad. Om Rabbi Ovin, Einon Yodim Vamel Lismach. The Pasuk says, V'nismacha Bo. What is the Bo? In Bayom, is the Bo a reference to the day itself? Shall we call it the Yitzuma Shel Yom? In Ba'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bo Shlomo Piresh, Nagila V'nismacha Bach. Shlomo HaMelech, at the beginning of Shir HaShirim, writes, Nagila V'nismacha Bach. Bach, B'torascha, Bach B'shuasecha. And it's clear from the words of the Yalkut Shimoni that the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres is connected to the Torah. And the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres is a result of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol invites Klal Yisrael into some sort of a private Nismach Yachad experience. And I think in order to appreciate this, we should learn the Gaon, the Pirush HaGra on Shir HaShirim, and the Gaon sees in the first four psukim of Shir HaShirim references or allusions to the four key episodes in Jewish history. The first pasuk is a reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the major seminal beginning of Klal Yisrael as a nation. And the Gaon says that Dalit Psukim Eluhein Keneged Dalit Zmanim Shaholu Yisrael Arishon Keneged Yetzias Mitzrayim Shabosal Laila Sharu Shira. So when we open up Shira Shir Mashal Shlomo, that's a reference to the Lel Yetzias Mitzrayim when we recited Shira. And then the Gaon goes through the second pasuk and the third pasuk and the fourth pasuk. Pasuk Beis Keneged Matan Torah. Pasuk Gimel Keneged Binyan HaMishkan. Pasuk Dalit Keneged Bias HaOretz Sha'oz Nishlam HaKol. And the Gaon goes on to say that these four major events in Jewish history, beginning with Yetzias Mitzrayim, going to Matan Torah, then finally building the Mishkan, and finally entering Eretz Yisrael, Sha'oz Nishlam HaKol, are four periods that correspond to the four regalim. Aleph Keneged HaPesach, the first, which is Yetzias Mitzrayim, corresponds to Chag HaPesach. Hasheni Keneged Shvuos, Shu Matan Torah. Vagimel Keneged Sukkot, Shu Zechel Anani HaKovod. And please keep in mind that the Gaon is of the opinion that the unique choice of the 15th of Tishrei for the celebration of Sukkot is because the Anani HaKovod were removed from Klal Yisrael in the wake of the Chet HaEgel. They were returned to Klal Yisrael with the Binyan HaMishkan on the 15th of Tishrei. Vadalid. And the fourth pasuk, which is a reference to Bias HaAretz, is Mashcheni Acharecha Norutza. That's the pasuk Dalid, Hu Keneged Shmini Atzeres. And what is? Let's read pasuk Dalid. Mashcheni Acharecha Norutza Nagila Venispecha Bach. And the beginning of the pasuk is Heviani Amelech Hadorav. The Melech has invited us, Chadorav, into his inner chambers. Mashchani Achrecha, he has called us to come to him. Narutza will run, because he has invited us into Chadorav, and Nagila v'nismecha bach, says the Gaon, that pasuk is Keneged Shmini Atzeres, and that pasuk refers to the fourth, and perhaps the clincher, you know, the apex of the four major seminal events in Jewish history, and that is Bias HaAretz Sha'oz Nishlam HaKol, and that all corresponds to Shmini Atzeres. The pasuk Mashchani Achrecha Narutza Heviani Amel Chadorav Nagilu Mischavach corresponds to Shmini Atzeres. And when the Gaon says Keneged Shmini Atzeres, he says the reason is because, and this we have to add and emphasize over and over again, Shmini Atzeres Hu LiYisrael Levado. Yisrael Levado. In other words, when the Melech, when in this case the Melech Malchi Amlochma Kadosh Baruch Hu invites Klal Yisrael after the Chag, after the Sukkot holiday has ended, Ani v'atem nismach yachad, and it's Heviyani Amelech Chadorov. That is Hu LiYisrael Levado. That is a very private, exclusive party, so to speak, and a rendezvous between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Because if we take a look at the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hani Shivim Parim Keneged Mi, during the course of Sukkot, we sacrifice 70 Parim Keneged Shivim HaUmos. That's called a Pari Achat. But on Shmini Atzeres, is Par Yechidi Lama? Why does the Korban Ayom in Parshas Pinchas is Par Echad Keneged Uma Yechida? A specific singular person, singular nation, that nation, and only that nation. U'mashal le'malech basam adam shamal avada vasuli se'uda gedola. So there's a great celebration with the king and all of his servants, but Liom Achron, on the last day, Omer Li Oavo, he you know, there's an exclusive designation of his oev, of his beloved. Aseli Suda Ketana, we'll have a private intimate Suda, you and I, Kadesha Ehena Mimchas, I will enjoy you. And that's at the end. So it means that during the 7 days of Sukkot, the Umas HaOlam are there. We bring Shivim Parim Keneged, the Shivim Umas HaOlam. And then afterwards Hashem says, make a party, an intimate Heviani HaMelech HaDorav. At the very end of this season, at the very end of this celebration, a singular and private intimate celebration between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, that's Shmini Atzeres. And that's Hu Levado, Liyachid Yisrael. It's designated for Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because the Gemara calls them, this nation is an Uma Yechida. It's a unique people. And according to the Gaon, the Remez, in Tanakh for Shmini Atzeres, for the essence of what the day is about, is Mashkani Achrecha Narutza Heviani HaMelech HaDor, the fourth Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. And it means that after the third Pasuk, which is L'Reach Shmonecha Tovim, which according to the Gaon corresponds to Chag HaSukos and to the building of the Mishkan, is that means that during these days of Sukkos, these are days of Akrovas Karbonos in the new Mishkan. And those are the days in which we bring the Shivim Parim Keneged Umas HaOlam. Even the nations of the world benefit by our Karbonos on Chag HaSukkos. And that's L'Reach Shmonecha, the Reach, the Shemen, the Reach Nichoch of the Karbonos. That's Chag HaSukkos. And that's the experience of Mishkan, of Migdash. And therefore, the third pasuk in Shir HaShirim is Keneged Chag HaSukkos. We're talking about the Karbonos that are brought, Keneged Umos HaOlam. And then we get to the fourth pasuk, which is the pasuk that corresponds to Shmini Atzeres, is Bechina of Mashcheini Acherecha Narutza. This is Klal Yisrael Levad. There's no mention, there's no appearance here of any of the Umos HaOlam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lokecho Sam Achrov. This is a unique, singular relationship. And the intimate one between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, HaViyani HaMelech HaDorav. That's the Yichud between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaDorav in his private chambers. That's the Bechina of Shmini Atzeres. And that's for Klal Yisrael and only for Klal Yisrael, exclusive. And Shlomo HaMelech says about that day, that experience, Nagila V'Nisbach HaBach, the special unique simcha of Shmini Atzeres, which means the other nations that were there, that were represented, if you will, in Chag HaSukkos, are gone, and comes along the statement in the Medrash and tells us that what's Nagila V'Nismecha Bach, Bach B'Shuasecha, Bach B'Torasecha. And the Gaon, in explaining Chazal, is telling us that Shlomo HaMelech's Nagila V'Nismecha HaBach is really a revelation and explanation of the essence of Yom Shmini Atzeres. That this pasuk of Nagila V'Nismecha HaBach is a reference to the Simcha, the essential, unique Simcha that defines the character of Shmini Atzeres, because that pasuk refers to the Yichud, that very intimate, special relationship between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shmini Atzeres is all about. Vehu li Yisrael levadam is Lashon HaGaon. And if you take a look at the beginning of the presentation of the Gaon, when he goes through the four psukim, and they each correspond to a different event in the history of Klal Yisrael, he says, Pasuk Dalid is Keneged Bias HaOretz Sha'oz Nishlam HaKol. So when it says in Pasuk Dalid, Mashcheni Achrecha Narutza, Shu, according to the Gaon, is Keneged Shmini Atzeres, it means that the Pasuk, the fourth Pasuk of Bias HaOretz, Sha'oz Nishlam HaKol, is the Pasuk of Shmini Atzeres. We have to identify and integrate two concepts, two motifs, the motif of Bias HaOretz and the motif of Heviani HaMelech HaDorav, which is Shmini Atzeres. And offhand, this is a chiddush. Is the Gaon telling us that there's an illusion, there's something essential in the nature of the character of Shmini Atzeres that refers to Bias HaOretz? Why is that so? That in these four Moadim, the first one, Pesach is Keneged Yitzis Mitzrayim, the second one, Shavuos Keneged Matan Torah, the third one, Sukkah is Keneged Binyan HaMishkan, and the Karbonos in the Mishkan, fine. And then we get to the fourth holiday, which is Shmini Atzeres, and that's Keneged Bias HaOretz. Wow, that Bias HaOretz is connected to the Moed of Shmini Atzeres. That's a Pel of a Chidush. And perhaps to understand this, we need to study the Ran in Masechta Megillah. The Ran speaks about the choice of Vezos HaBrocha as the Kriya for Shmini Atzeres. And the Ran writes, Lefishu Sof Kol HaMoados Chosmi V'Birchas Moshe Rabbeinu Shebirchas Yisrael. On Shmini Atzeres we read Vezos HaBrocha, because that's the bracha that Moshe bestowed upon Klal Yisrael, and that's appropriate for the Sof Kol HaMoados. That's the Ran's Loshon at the end of the third parak of Megillah. It means that Shmini Atzeres is the chasima, it's the closure of all the Moados. There's a whole system, a whole constellation of Moadim, and it begins with Chag HaPesach, continues to Chag HaShavuos, then to Sukkos, and finally it reaches its closure, its apex at Shmini Atzeres, and that's the chasima of Birchas Moshe, of Vezos HaBrocha Shebirach Moshe. And that might shed a light on the connection between Shmini Atzeres and Bias HaOretz according to the Gaon. Again, the Lashon HaGaon, Pasuk Revi, which is Shmini Atzeres is Pasuk Moshchani Achrechu Keneged Bias HaOretz Sho'oz Nishlam HaKol. Nishlam means the apex, the completion, the clincher, the chasim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the opening event in the history of Klal Yisrael. The nation emerges with Yetzias Mitzrayim and reaches its apex, its culmination, its completion, its perfection with Bias HaOretz. And Shmini Atzeres is the Gemar, is the completion of all the Moadim, the entire system of the four Moadim that begin with Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what is the essence, what is the tochen of Shmini Atzeres? It's Bias HaOretz. It corresponds to entering into the land of Israel, Shu Gemar. That's the completion, La Shlomo, the Tachlis. That is the Bozeh Nishlam HaKol. That Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara Moados, which means it completes the four major events in the history of Klal Yisrael, and that is Keneged Bias HaOretz, Sho'oz Nishlam HaKol. And I have here a sefer from Rav Shapiro. I don't have the entire sefer, but I have a photocopy of a piece in which he quotes the Gaon in Aderes Aliyoh at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. It says, Umiki Amcha Yisrael in Parshas Vaschan and Goyechad Pa'oretz. And in a sense, what happens here is in this pasuk, if we take the word ba'aretz literally to refer to Eretz Yisrael, then there's a connection here binding Amcha Yisrael with Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gaon, ki shneim hein biyichud, both of them are singular. Yisrael is the singular nation, Eretz Yisrael is the singular location on the face of the globe. And he goes on to say that the Shivim Umos, the nations of the world, each have their own respective place, location on the earth. But Eretz Yisrael is unique. V'nikra Shem Hashem al Klal Yisrael v'al Eretz Yisrael. He says, Nikra HaKadosh Baruch is called Elokei Yisrael v'chei Nikra Elokei HaOretz. And that's a reference to Eretz Yisrael. V'zeu Masha Omru quotes the Gemara Ksuvus called Ador be'eretz v'chutzlarz doma kibi she'en lo aloka. It means that Torah is in Eretz Yisrael. K'moshe Kosvu, K'moshe Omru avir de'eretz yom machkim gan panavu eina shore ele be'eretz Yisrael v'chein barach yone K'moshe Omru b'moid cotton Roy Rabbeinu Shetishol of Shechina El Bovel Gomrolo. Rabbeinu was stuck in Bavel at that time. Kmo she'amru. And then he quotes the pasuk in Eicha the Gaon says, Malka v'sareha b'goyim ein Torah, gam nevi'el lo matzu chazon ma. So in Chutz Laretz, b'goyim ein Torah, avakshol Yisrael ba'aretz, are you goy echad? So in Eretz Yisrael, that's where there's a kiyum haTorah, and that's where Klal Yisrael become a goy echad. So it's the kiyum haTorah that's unique to the borders of Eretz Yisrael as the chosen location of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Elokei Yisrael, he's called Elokei Aretz. Mi ki Amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. The echad is both the Amcha Yisrael and the Aretz, and those two echads combine together to form one indivisible entity of Kiyum HaTorah. And the Shalom writes, Kishem Shebochar Bahem Kach Bochar Be'eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses the people of Israel, and he chooses the land of Israel. V'ein nekroim goy echad ela ima. When does Klal Yisrael deserve the appellation goy echad? That's only goy echad ba'aretz, when they're with the land in the land of Israel. Mikamcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. So it means this chosen place, this location on the face of the earth, was chosen liyichud exclusively for Knesset Yisrael, and a place where the yichud, that private place, the private chambers, so to speak, of Almighty God, into which He brings Knesset Yisrael, is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the makom yichud. It's the makom amiyuchad mikol haratzos. That's where Klal Yisrael became the one unique nation and goy echad baretz. And even though I have to add that within the context of the Moadim and the commemoration of Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil HaPesach, there the ultimate is the next major seminal event in Jewish history, which is Kabbalas HaTorah. And the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is, as was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh, is to serve Hashem when we accept the Torah to become Avodim and our Sinai. But in terms of the overall picture of Klal Yisrael, if we focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim, not just in terms of its leading up to and its introduction to the next stage, which is Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Matan Torah, but the overall constellation of all the events of the history of Klal Yisrael leading to the perfect and hashlava of Kiyum HaTorah. Again, we're given the Torah in our Sinai, but the Torah was meant uniquely, specifically for Eretz Yisrael. That's the place of Kiyum HaTorah, and the Ramban in his Pirush Al Torah expands upon this, as we'll mention. Since we began with the words of the Gaon as an introduction to the Ramban, let's see what the Gaon says. Ki chilek Hashem amo Yaakov chevel nachloso. This nation is called the chilek Hashem. Ki b'hanchel elyon l'chol sar v'sar u'meshalo. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu designates for every nation its nachlo, there's a sar. Again, it's very difficult to translate the word sar into our vernacular. You could call it an officer, you could call it a governor, some sort of overseer, some sort of a delegated power. Bochar lechelko asarmo. But with regard to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses Klal Yisrael, that nation, as his chelek. It's uniquely his, with a direct relation. Says the Gaon, v'lokach eretz Yisrael lenachlo shalo, v'nosna liYisrael. Hashem designated the land of Israel for his nachla, his with a capital H, v'nosna liYisrael, and he gave it over to Klal Yisrael, his people. And again, the Gaon says, kol ador b'chutz la'aretz dome l'misha ein lo eloka. Why? Because in Chutz La'aretz hu tachas hasorim, you know, there's this intermediary between the nations of the world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what right in the middle is wedged, the Sarim. They are delegated, and God gives them powers to supervise over the nations of the world in a sense of the constellations of the stars, etc., etc. Well, Eretz Yisrael, Ein Shum Memshola, there are no Sarim that oversee and supervise Eretz Yisrael. It's directly supervised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zehu, and that's the meaning of the pasuk Ki Chelek Hashem Amo. Mashalokach Hashem Lechelko Nosan Li Amo. That land which HaKadosh Baruch Hu took for himself, that he would not allow any sarim, any governors, any officers to supervise, it was direct from Hashem, that's the land that he gave to Eretz Yisrael. So when we talk about Bochar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Bochar Bonu Mikol HaAmim, we're talking about the fact that Hashem took us as his chelek. Bochar be Eretz Yisrael, he likewise chose the land of Israel. That's the place where Klal Yisrael will be supervised directly by Kodesh Baruch Hu, but not by any intermediaries, any sarim, any manhigim. And this is really the Ramban in Parshas Achrimos in Vayikra Yudches. The Ramban says, Ki chelek Hashem amo ha'inyon ki Hashem Hashem anichbad bara kol, God created everything, v'som koach ha'tachtonim belyonim, and he gave the powers to oversee and supervise the lower worlds into the higher worlds, nosan al kol am v'am bi'artzosom l'goyim kochav u'mazol. So again, in the Gaon's language, we spoke about Sarim. In the Ramban's original language, it's Kochav u'mazol. Yodua kasher noda b'tzagninus. The astrologers know the various powers and Kochav mazolos. V'zeu shenemar asher chilek Hashem elokim osam l'chol ha'amim. God divided up the various, you know, angelic celestial powers over all the various nations, respectively, ki chilek, chilek lekulam, mazolos pashamayim, and so forth and so on. But aval bi eretz Yisrael, shehi emtzoyis hayishuv, hi nachas Hashem yuchedes l'shmo, lo nosan alem, ben amalachim, lo katzin, sashoter, moshel, panchilo som li amo, am yuchad, ham yachid shmo, zera oavo, v'yisam li skulu v'kalanim, ki li kol oretz. So when the Gaon tells us that there's a makom anivchar, the chosen place on the world, that's for Yichud, Knesset Yisrael, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Eretz Yisrael, it's because Eretz Yisrael is the chosen place for Anhogas Hashem, for the divine supervision over this land directly, and that's for Klal Yisrael, B'Yichudim Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Zohar means, which the Gaon quoted, Emosai Goy Echad, when are they, the people of Israel, called a Goy Echad Bizman Shehem, Bi'aretz, the Aretz is considered Echad, the Goy, meaning Klal Yisrael, considered Goy Echad, and the Goy Echad, together with the Eretz Echad, that's Chelek Hashem Nachla, that's the Chelek Hashem of on the face of the earth, is Yichudim Shal Yisrael, that unique character of Klal Yisrael, of Goy Echad, who is in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban himself goes very far with this, as is quite famous. The Ramban speaks about mitzvahs and chutzlars. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that Ramban, the difference between a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah in chutzlars. We've spoken about this on many occasions. But we see clearly from the Gaon that Shmini Atzeres is Li Yisrael Levado. And the pasuk expresses it, Haviyadi HaMelech HaDorov. And this is Bias HaOretz. This is Levado. V'oz Nishlam HaKol, because on Shmini Atzeres, which is the day that corresponds in terms of its conceptual meaning to Bias HaOretz, that's what Yichud, that's what Shmini Atzeres represents, the Yichud of Knesset Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have various stages of marriage. There's Erusin, where she becomes an Eishes Ish, but she still lives in her father's house. Then there's Nisuin, there's what we call Chuppah, and finally it culminates in Yichud. That's the Shmini Atzeres, that's the Yichud LiYisrael Levado. The emphasis here is on Levado. And where's the Mokom Yichud? When the Chosan takes his Kala, the Rambam says in Ilchus Ishus takes her into, we'll quote the Rambam Mirtz Hashem, into his private chambers, and that's what happens in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the private changes, the Mokom HaMiuchad. That's the Chelek HaShem Amo. That's what the Ramban says is Nachlas HaShem Yuchedes. It's a special Nachlas HaShem. And the Ramban writes, "V'seisa lanu es ha'aretz." When God gives us the land, "Shiyahu yisbarach lanu elelokim v'niyam yuchadim lishmo." That God takes us and gives us Eretz Yisrael, takes us as His Am HaMiyuchad into the land that is Miyuchad. Eretz Yisrael is the place which is Miyuchad Lishmo Elokei Haaretz. And that's what Shmini Atzeres is all about. Shmini Atzeres is related to Bias Haaretz because only in Eretz Yisrael can we become a Goyechad Baaretz. And if the whole essence of Shmini Atzeres is the Simcha of Echad, of Miyuchad, of Yisrael Levado, that's got to be in Eretz Yisrael. And there are other statements of the Gaon. For example, in his Haderes Aliyah at the beginning of Dvarim, where he mentions all the different brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon Klal Yisrael in the different parashiyos of the Torah. And he writes that in Achris HaYomim, at the end of time, there'll be a Tosefes bracha that goes above and beyond the Golus, in which the exile in which we suffered. And he introduces the concept of Beis HaMikdash, there too, the concept of the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash at the time of Mashiach, that's going to reach its apex in the Mashiach of Shmona. Again, you have to know exactly the significance of the Shmona, and he ties it to the Kinar of Sheva, and Lamanatzech al Hashminis, and all this is connected Shmini Atzeres, says the Gaon. Atzeres tielachem mikol shivim ha'umos hu par echad. And he quotes again the Medrash of Mashal and Melt that invites, you know, one specific Oev after all the celebrations with all the Sarim and all the Avadim. And Oz Yu Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz, says the Gaon, Shenemer Hein Am Levadon Yishkon. I mean, Shmini Atzeres is for Yisrael and only for Yisrael, exclusively for Yisrael. And here, the Atzeres of Shmini Atzeres is an Atzeres Mikol Shivim Ha'umos. Atzeres means the termination. Hashem is now leaving the environs and the relationship between the Shivim Ha'umos to specify and have an intimate relationship with the Goy Echad Ba'aretz, which is Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the Shlemus of Shmini Atzeres has a relationship to the Yosid Lavo, to the ultimate Bias HaMashiach, and then Klal Yisrael will be a Goy Echad Ba'aretz. And this is Keneged, the Kinar Shal Mashiach of Shmona Niman. And these again are profound ideas, but just to get a taste of it, the concept of Goy Echad Ba'aretz, of Yisrael Levado, and with Bias Haaretz Vazen Ishlam Kulam, all this is essential to the very character, the nature of the day of Shmini Atzeres, the Moshchani Achrecha Narutza, Heviani HaMelech Hadorov, the Bias Haaretz, the choice of Klal Yisrael and the intimate relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heviani HaMelech Hadorov. Where is Hadorov? Hadorov is Eretz Yisrael according to the Gaon. And this regal called Shmini Atzeres is one with Bias Haaretz, because on that day we become a Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Sha'oz Nishlam HaKol, that's the culmination of everything. That's the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to bring us to be a special nation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is, reaches its apex, its perfection in Bias Haaretz. That's when we become the Goy Echad Ba'aretz. That's the essence of Shmini Atzeres. And amongst the entire system of constellation, as we called it, of the Moadim, comes Shmini Atzeres. It's a day which is Kulo Yichud Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the togetherness and the intimacy between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levadom. That's the Goy Echad Ba'aretz, when all the Shivim Ha'umos are gone, they all dropped away on the side, so to speak. That's Mashkani Achrecha Narutza. The Melech says, leave out the other Sarim and the other Avadim, and now I want to have this intimate relationship in my inner chambers with Klal Yisrael, my Ahuv, my Am HaMiyuchad, that's the Echad, the Goy Echad, and it's got to be Ba'aretz. It's got to be in Eretz Yisrael. So Shlomo HaMelech adds, Nagilah Menispecha Bach, what's Bach? B'toroscha, say Chazal, B'yishuoscha. And all this means that the relationship between Knesset Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch, that unique nation of Israel that's chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is is reaches its fruition, its conclusion, its pinnacle on Shmini Atzeres with the Simcha of Nagila v'Nismacha Bach, and it's Bach b'Torah Secha. Because again, even though Sukkos is a great Gilui of Shechina, and Sukkos is keneged the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, which means the Ashras HaShechina on Klal Yisrael, the Anani HaKavod, but nevertheless, there still are the Shivim Umos, the Shivim Parim of Sukkos. But Mashal Melech Basav Adam Shamal Avod Vasuli Su the Gedoli Am Achron Am Liov Vaseli Su to Suka Ktanish Kedeshet Enem Imcha. We reach that apex, that Hashlam, that perfection on Shmini Atzeres. As the Marsha says at the end of Sukkah, he says, Par Yechidi on Shmini Atzeres, we read one single par, Kineged Uma Yechida, to the, that corresponds to the one single nation, Shehem Chelek Hashem, Shehu Echad. Ukmo Shakas, Ukmo Shamu, Venusa Hatfila, Ata Echad, Veshimcha Echad, Umiki Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad, Ba'oretz. So the single karma, the par, Echad of Shmini Atzeres corresponds to Klal Yisrael, the Uma Yechida, the one nation that is designated HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kichelek Hashem Amo. All the Shivim Parim that we brought Keneged that correspond to the Shivim Umas Olam that are controlled by the Shivim Sarim, each one has its own Sar, all that is in Sukkos. But when we get to Shmini Atzeres, it's a Karban Yachid, and that corresponds to Klal Yisrael, the Uma Yechida, that are controlled and supervised directly without any intermediary through HaKadosh Baruch Himself, Bebchinas Kichelek Hashem Amo. And where is that going to take place? Goy Echad Ba'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Makom Yichud. That's the place where HaKadosh Baruch has this intimate relationship, exclusive relationship with Klal Yisrael. That's Shmini Atzeres. Heviani HaMelech Hadorov. And it's very interesting that the Shalah develops a certain history. He says that after man falls, that you know, beginning of man's fall is with the Eitz Hadas, and then it goes on to the Dor Enosh of Avodah Zorah, and so forth and so on. And at that point, according to Chazal, the Shekhinah sort of rises up to the Meromim, you know, to the higher spheres, and there's a great gap and distance between the Shekhinah and the world down here, the lower world. The Malachim, at this point, it's the celestial angels in the upper Elyonim. They are the Am Hashem Utzvo. So when it says Mi Ki Amcha, the Amcha here says the Shalah initially after the fall of man is so to speak the nation of angels. But when does it become Amcha Yisrael? And when do we become the Goy Echad? When does the Shekhinah come down to us? That's after a process of Zikuch, of purifying the people of Israel, the nation of Israel, the cathartic experiences that we go through. And then, HaKadosh Baruch is Mashra Shekhinah, B'tachtonim, Bochar LiYisrael O LiAm. And it says, Miki Amcha Yisrael. What does it mean, Yisrael? Yisrael means that we become the Amcha. It's no longer the Malachi Ashores, it's now Klal Yisrael. They are the Goy Echad, HaMiyuchad Shebaretz, the unique nation on the face of the earth amongst all the other nations. So it's not pshat that there's 71 nations, 70 plus 1, there's one nation. And this is what the Bechir of Klal Yisrael, Echelek Hashem Amo, is all about. Miki Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Baretz. There's only one Goy Echad. And then the HaMiyuchad in Baretz Yisrael. And if we mention the Ramban, we also have to mention the Ramban's famous Shita that in Chutz Laretz the mitzvahs are together tziyunim. Tziyunim means like a practice, aseh lecha tziyunim. But the real full fledged fulfillment of the Torah is in Eretz Yisrael, Mikamcha Yisrael, Goyechad, Ba'aretz. That's the Makom HaMiyuchad. That's where we have the special relationship. That's where we're in the inner chambers with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where the Hanhaga is direct between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and those, that nation that lives in the land that's Miyuchad. And that's the Emtzos HaYishuv in the language of the Ramban. That's the Nachas HaShem, Yuchedes Lishmo, without any malachim, any ktsinim, any shotrim, any moshim, no intermediaries. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in direct connection with his nachla. So Shmini Atzeres, which is the day of Bechiras Klal Yisrael, in a sense of the exclusion of the other nations and the intimate relationship with Hadorov of Heviani Amelch, that's Keneged Bias Haaretz. And that's the Par Echad, Keneged Uma Yechida. What is this Uma Yechida? It's Uma Miucheres Lashem. It's Chelek Hashem Amo. And every Moed leads towards this pinnacle of Bias Haaretz Bazed Nishlam HaKol of Shmini Atzeres, when we enter into the land, the people of Israel become the Chelek Hashem Amo, and as the Marsha said before, that Shmini Atzeres is shaykh to the tefillah of Ata Echad, Veshimcha Echad, Miki Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Baaretz. And in his Haggadah Shel Pesach, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover, again from the school of the Vilna Gaon, he writes, Yadua Mashikosu V'medrash Al Inyan Simchas, Shmonas Yimeachag, Shebezayin Yom Makrivim, Ayin Porim, Keneged Ayin Ha'umos, Yom Hashmini, Atzeres Tielachem Par Echad, Neged Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz, Ve'inyon, Shekola Umos, Misnagim, Al Yidei Ayin Sorim, Al Yidei Mazel, Al Yidei Teva V'Yisrael, Misnagim, Bashkocha Protis, Me'ito Yisbarach Levado, V'lechein, Makrivim V'Yom Hashmini Par Echad, Keneged Achduso Yisbarach. This is what we saw before, the same concept of this is the day where HaKadosh Baruch says, let's be happy together, let's make a suda and a simcha together in private. Anivatem nismach yachat. And the karban of Shmini Atzeres is keneged Yisrael shem goyechad ba'aretz, and the par echad is the choice of Klal Yisrael, is the exclusive nation that's munhagim, that have a direct supervision, Ashgacha Pratis, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levado, meaning directly, Ki Chelek Hashem Amo, that's the Maila of this Goy Echad Baaretz. And if Sukkis is Keneged and Yonei Anonei HaKovet, the Anonei HaKovet is the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashgacha Klal Yisrael, Ki Chelek Hashem Amo, that we enter into the Chasut, you know, the protection of the Anonei HaKovet, of the Shekhinah, of Chelek Hashem Amo, but nevertheless, even though despite the Ashras Ashchina, there still are the Shivim Parim, there's still the nations of the world. It's Klal Yisrael, and it's the nations of the world. And therefore, during the period of time of Sukkot, we bring the Shivim Parim. That's because the 70 nations of the world are still there. There's still some sort of a combination, a connection, and perhaps, if you want to say, a conscious, but the conscious itself premises that they are there. And therefore, the Anani HaKovid represents the Yichud of Klal Yisrael amongst the nations. And now we get to the final stage of the absolute Yichud, where there's no more Umas HaOlam. And it's more than just Ashras Hashchina and the Ani HaKovid, but it's Bias Haaretz. And in Bias Haaretz, Nishlam HaKol, says the Gaon, that's the Gemara of this entire process. That's the Ashlom of Ki Chelek Hashem Amo. That means the entry into Eretz Yisrael. There's no longer a Tfisas Makom. There's no longer a place for the Shivim HaUmos. There's only one Bechina. This Ato Echad Hashem is one, Shimcha Echad, his name is one, Umike Amcha Yisrael Goyechad Baretz, and there's only one nation in the land, in the unique land, the one land. And therefore, after we complete the bringing of the Shivim Parim, Keneged Umas Olam, and we get to the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres, which is the Ashlama, and now the Karban is Par Echad Keneged Yisrael. It's Keneged the Uma Yechida, that one unique nation that's Miyuchat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the completion of this Mahalach, of this entire sequence. That's Nishlam, it comes to its fruition, B'Bias HaAretz, which completes the process that Anani HaKovid represent of the unique oneness of Klal Yisrael, the chosen people, And this is the avoda that starts on Sukkot with the Shivim Parim that are mismatim, v'holchim, they get less and less, they diminish, and then we get to the Bechina of Klal Yisrael, the Shleimus, on Shmini Atzeres of Goy Echad Ba'aretz, and that's the Par Echad of Shmini Atzeres, and that's the avoda of Parei HaChag reaching its fruition, its culmination with the Par Echad of Shmini Atzeres. And it's very interesting that the Chayyadim was also from the same school of thought of the Vilna Gaon. He writes at the end of Hilchos Shabbos with regard to the Tefillah of Aleinu that we speak about Shalo Asanu Kigoye Haratzos, that's number one. And then we say Lo Samanu Kimishpachos Adama, number two. Lo Sam Chalkenu Kahem, number three. And Gor Aleinu Kichol Amona. Says the Chayyadim, who connected Dalad from Israel, moved Dalad Mikala Umos. There are four different expressions to how Klal Yisrael is separate from the nations. Number one, Nishmas Yisrael, Heimne Etzolim, the Oro Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. The creation entails a unique Nisham of Klal Yisrael from Oro, some supernal light, infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. And who's the Adam here in Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam? Atem Kuyim Adam. But the Nishmas Akum is Netzolim Minasorim Vehayisodo. So point number one, and this is what we say in Aleinu Shal Asanu, Asanu meaning creation, Kigoy Aratzos, God created us with a special unique Nishama which is generated by Oro Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to the nishamos of the akum of the other nations that come and are generated by a connection to the sarim and the sodos. Number two, says the Chayyadim, kol ha'umos yesh lam chukim v'nimusim asher kol achad manhig b'medinaso. Every nation has its own culture, its own ethical code, its own set of laws, but Yisrael yesh lam chukim al pi ha'Torah. This is already the next level after HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, reflection on the special Nisham of Klal Yisrael. Now he gives the people of Israel a unique set of laws, a unique set of ethics and rules. Magid Dvarav LeYaakov, Lo Asachem L'chol HaGoyim. Then we get to the third stage of all the Goyim are under a control of the Memshal Sasorim. There's no direct supervision by Shenke in Yisrael, Ein Mazel be Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo Moshel aleihem. And we finally get to the fourth stage, and that is Kol Olam Nechlak L'chol HaGoyim Roy. Each nation respectively gets a piece of land that is suitable for the Memshelis Oso Asar, for the control of that particular celestial being. Will Yisrael Nasan Eretz Yisrael HaKadosha B'chol Minei Kedushos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives this holy land, the land of Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo, etc., to Klal Yisrael. And that's Gor Aleinu Michol Hamonam. So we have four inyanim of Milas Yisrael. And these are connected to the four regalim that we spoke about in the garage, Yerushirim. The first one is Atem Kuyim Adam, and that has a relationship to Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the beginning of the creation, the emergence of Klal Yisrael as a nation. And then we go on to the second dimension, which is Torah, which is Chag HaShavuos, when Klal Yisrael received the Torah. Number three, Dan Hagas Hashem Ki Chelik Hashem Amo, that's Shaykh to Sukkis. Because as we said before, the sukkah is laksos tachas hanhogas HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzela devenusa ki chelik Hashem amo. And finally we get to the apex, number four, which is the inner meaning of everything that came before it. Lahoros shisrol munhogim b'chinas chelik Hashem amo. That's neged kol amcha es and the flows. That's bias ha'aretz, and that's Shmini Atzeres, as we saw in the name of the Gaon, in the words of the Gaon, that Shmini Atzeres is connected bias ha'aretz mikiamcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. So the Dalid Milus of Yisrael essentially have the same content of the Dalid Regolim, culminating as it were in Shmini Atzeres in all the Regolim, and therefore Shmini Atzeres is a day of Simchas Torah. These are not two diverse entities. This is not an integration of two uniquely different motifs, but rather there's a fundamental commonality and a unity between them. Shmini Atzeres, as we said before, is designated in a very special way for the Simcha im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's HaSimcha Bach. Nagila v'nischa Bach. Bach b'Torah Secha. After all, the Zohar is famous for saying Yisrael v'arais v'kudsh b'ruch hu. How do we get this achdus between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's got to be through the Torah. It's orais of Yisrael v'kudsh b'ruch hu. So the Torah itself is the power that connects Klal Yisrael to Hashem Yisbarach. And the simcha b'Hashem Yisbarach has to be the simcha of Torah. There's no other way of connecting us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to experience that simcha of Bach. It's got to be through the Torah. The Torah is the unifying force that makes us into an Am Miyuchad and a nation that's connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kula Chada. And based on the Marsha, that the simcha of the day of Shmini Atzeres is the simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'uma Yechida Hashem Chelek Hashem Shu Echad Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad U'mi Kiamcha Yisol Goy Echad Ba'aretz. That Ba'aretz is the land that's miyuchad for the Kiyum HaTorah O'raisa V'kud Shabrichu V'Yisrael Chadahu. And therefore the takana of Klal Yisrael, of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola was that we recite at Mincha on Shabbos, every Shabbos, Ata Echa V'Shimcha Echa Mikamcha Yisrael Ge'ech Ba'aretz. The Shimcha here is the Torah, and the Amcha Yisrael Ge'ech Ba'aretz is in Eretz Yisrael. The neshama of every Jew is with the Torah, one entity, and Yisrael Va'aretz V'Kud Shabrichu Kula Chada. It's the Torah that connects us, and that's the way the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael expresses itself is through the Torah. Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad Hi HaTorah. That's the Torah itself. And now, says the Rav Shapiro here in the Zman Simchasenu, Al Pidvar Me'elu Miyusheva Seifei Pushas HaLevush Lama Nikva Yom Siyum HaTorah V'Ascholas HaTorah B'Shmini Atzeres. Why was the beginning of the Torah and the Simcha with the Siyum Shel Torah designated for Shmini Atzeres? And what about the principle of Eima'arvim Simcha B'Simcha? All that is far-enfant. We now have an answer. HaRebi Yom HaShmini Atzeres in Yonah Shal Simcha Yisimcha Satorah. That is the essence of the Simcha. That's Ani V'Atah Nismach B'Yachad. That's the Simcha of Nagila V'Nismacha Bach. The Simcha is Simcha in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have no Simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu unless we have the Simcha HaTorah. The Simcha HaTorah is the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres. That's the Simcha which generates the relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. And there's no need to say that we shouldn't be distracted by Simcha HaTorah from the Simcha HaChag, as some of the Achronim wanted to suggest. No, I don't know, but the opposite is true. On Shmini Atzeres, the Chova is the Chova Simcha of L'smach B'Torah B'chinas B'cha B'Torascha. And that's what's the essence of Shmini Atzeres. And he goes on to say, Hevi Ani HaMelech HaDor V'hu Moed B'Osom Li'Eretz Yisrael. This is also the Gaon in Shir HaShirim. Inyan Chador v'em Chedrei HaTorah Ki Ikar HaTorah hu be'eretz Yisrael Kvo shekasuv Malko v'sareh bagoyim ein Torah. So the Inyan of Heviani HaMelech HaDorav is the Chedrei HaTorah. And that's in Eretz Yisrael. That's Miyuchat Eretz Yisrael. That's where the Chedrei HaTorah are located, in Eretz Yisrael. Gilui shel Torah hu ba'aretz. That's what it says in the Gaon. It's no surprise that historically it's the Talmidim of the Gaon were the first to establish the Yishuv here in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Miyuchad for Torah. Gilu Yishal Torah Ba'aretz. Avira Eretz Yisrael Machkim. Nevua Ein Ashora El B'Eretz Yisrael. All this is because there's no Torah in Chutzlach. There's Torah in Eretz Yisrael. The ultimate Torah. I don't mean the study of Torah. And therefore, the Ramban, as we said earlier, wants to say that the Makom of Torah is in Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban writes, Zehu ha'inyin sha'omru b'sifri v'avadetem mehera af al-pi she'ani magala eschem in oretz magla eschem in oretz, God exalts us to chutz l'oretz, nevertheless heyu mitzuyim b'mitzvos mitzuyonim b'mitzvos. Why? He quotes the sifri, she'tachzeru lo yu aleichem chadoshim, you'll be well trained when you return to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe la'odna shekos al ishto sholcha lebeis avia omrla hevi miskashetes b'takshitim shetakzari lo yolech olayach hadoshin v'chein omar yirmiyo atzivi loch tziyunim elu ha-mitzvah she Yisrael v'tziyonu behem. It means that in chutzlots we have to continue with the mitzvahs even in the exile, in the golus, in order to prepare ourselves for the return to Eretz Yisrael. That's the place that's miyuchad for kiyumat Torah. Eino mechayev begolus el b'chobos haguf ketfilim mezuzos. And what kind of mitzvahs did Hashem obligated us in the exile? That's only chobos haguf, like tefillin and mezuzah, the chivas on the person. Kidei shelo yu chadoshim olenu kishenachzor la'aretz. Ki ikar kol ha-mitzvos, the famous Ramban, Ki ikar kol mitzvos liyoshvei be'eretz Hashem l'fichach omru b'sifri yeshivas eretz Yisrael shkula k'neged kol mitzvos shebet Torah. So there's no mitzvahs and there's no kiyumat Torah outside of the land. And the kiyumat Torah, the mitzvahs of Torah, shayach to Eretz Yisrael. That's the makom ha-miyuchad, and that's where there's this yachdus of Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah and the mitzvahs. And therefore in Chutz La'aretz, the mitzvahs are only together, Hatzivi Loch Tziyunim, it's a training in order to be ready for the return to Eretz Yisrael, which is the place for Kiyumat Torah. And therefore Simchas HaChag, the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres, comes B'pchinas B'cho B'toroscha, because this Moed of Shmini Atzeres is Kineged Haviyani HaMelech Chadorov. And as we saw, this is the pasuk that's connected Bias Haaretz Bazeh Nishlam Kulo, because the fourth level, the Gemar of Yitzis Mitzrayim, says the Gaon, is the Inyan of Bias Haaretz. Haviani Amelech Hadorav, Chedrei HaTorah. The Chadorav is the Chedrei HaTorah, the Ikra HaTorah Be'eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Nagilu V'nismach HaBach, and that Bach is the Bach of the Gili Simcha B'cha B'toroscha, the Simcha of Bias Knesset Yisrael L'chadrei HaTorah. And therefore the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres is the Simcha of Torah. It's not two motifs, two entities, but it's the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael and the facilitator, the conduit to reach that level of Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the Torah. And that's Becha B'toroscha, that's the Simcha, and that's essential to Shmini Atzeres, the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Forget about the nations of the world, they don't have Shaychus, all the Umas Ha'olam that brought the Shivim Parim during Sukkot, they're all gone, all we're left with is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His beloved people, and that's where the Yichud is going to take place. That's Haviyani HaMelech HaDorav, that's Haniva Atem Nismach B'Yachad. That's the Bechin of Yichud between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, and that's Keneged Bias HaOretz, the ultimate place of Yichud through the Torah. That's what connects us and unifies us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to conclude our discussion by quoting the Mishneh Berurah here in Hilchas Lulav, Siman Tafresh Samach Tes. And when he gets to the discussion here in Sifkat Yud Aleph about the Simcha Satorah of Shmini Atzeres, he writes, Kosav Ma'arik b'shem Rav Haigon b'shorosh Tes, Yom Zeregilim etzlenu, on this day of Shmini Atzeres, l'rakebo afilu kamas kenim, even the elders, b'shosha omrim kilusim la'Torah, and we praise the Torah, l'chein yesh les ametz bazel l'rakeb, u'lezamer l'chvod ha'Torah, we should work with a great deal of effort and energy to sing, to dance, in honor of the Torah, just as we find Gabi David HaMelech Olav Hashem Mefazeiz U'Mecharker B'chol Oz Lifnei Hashem. And therefore he says, Kosu B'Shem HaRizal, Sha'amailo Elyono Shehisig Bolo al yidei shayim sameh b'chol oz b'simcha shal mitzvah. That somehow the simcha shal mitzvah of dancing in front of the Torah, that self is going to propel him through the entire year to that great level of simcha in Torah. V'gamal agrozal kosvu shayim arakeh lifnei sefer Torah b'chol kocho. That the Gaon would dance in front of the Sefer Torah with all his might. This is the great simcha of Shmini Atzeres. The fact that Hashem chose us, gave us the Torah as the conduit to create that dveikus, that oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let the Umas Olam drop off on the side, that sukkah is now, it's just me and you, Ani Vatem Levadcha, it's Klal Yisrael alone. It represents the yichud of Haviani HaMelech HaDorav, and therefore it's not a surprise to us that the Gaon says that this fourth seminal event is Bias Haaretz Barzel Nishlam Kulo, is Keneged Shmini Atzeres. If we are the chosen nation, it's Ba'aretz, Mi'kam Chisol Goyecha Ba'aretz, in the land of Israel, Yirotzam Ibizocha, to the Simcha, the great Simcha of Shmini Atzeres. It's going to propel us in Torah for the year to come. And we'll be Zocha Mirtz Hashem to Bias Haaretz, to the great, unique nature of the Jewish people in that special land. We should see the fulfillment of this. B'mheira v'yameinu, amen.